grade 1 boys and girls to the Education Zone, a program brought to you by the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education. It's Mrs. Imuzunze, your Family and Heritage Studies teacher. Before we get into today's lesson, I want you to get a pencil, a notebook, and an ICT gadget for recording purposes. Now sit down quietly and pay attention. Parents and family members, you are welcome and encouraged to assist. In the last lesson, boys and girls, I gave you some homework. I asked you to draw the national flag of Zimbabwe and color it correctly. If you colored it using green, yellow, red, black, and white, you did well. Very good. In today's lesson, we are going to learn about forms of abuse. At the end of this lesson, you should be able to name the different forms of abuse and what you must do when you are abused or when you see someone being abused. What is abuse, boys and girls? Tell someone who is assisting you. Yes, it is when someone does things that disturb your peace. They are violating your rights as a human being. Boys and girls, give me examples of forms of abuse that you know. If you said physical, emotional, and sexual abuse, you are correct. Now let us look at the different forms of abuse. We start with physical abuse. This happens when someone hates your body. How does one hate your body, boys and girls? People can hate your body by beating you up, pinching you, making you carry heavy loads, making you walk long distances, overworking you by not giving you food or not buying you warm clothes. Now we look at emotional abuse. This takes place when someone scolds you, shouts at you using language that hurts, or saying words that cause you not to have peace. Not allowing you to play like children of your age. or when someone stops you from watching television, or not allowing you to go to school. It also happens when someone who is supposed to give you your basic needs does not do it. That's serious abuse, boys and girls. The last one is sexual abuse. And this happens when someone touches your body on areas that are not supposed to be touched. Or if someone shows you things not of your age. It also happens when someone makes you to do things that are not of your age. Now, boys and girls, tell me, who can abuse you? Who can abuse you? Yes, at home, it can be a parent, a brother, a sister, an uncle, your grandmother or grandfather, or even your aunt. In the community, it can be your neighbor or a stranger. If you are at school, it can be other children of your age or even older boys and girls. So, boys and girls, you should always be careful. What should you do when you are abused? Boys and girls, what do you do when someone abuses you? Or when you see someone being abused? Yes, you need to report. You should report. Where do you report, boys and girls? If you are at home, you report to the elderly people, either your parents, your grandparents, your aunts, or even uncles. When you are at school, you report to the prefects, to the teachers, to the deputy head, to the teacher in charge, or the head of the school. In the local community, you report to the police or to Childline. So, boys and girls, it doesn't matter who is abusing you. Even if they threaten to kill you, you should report so that the abuser is stopped. No one has a right to abuse you. Today, boys and girls, we learned about abuse. We learned that there are different forms of abuse. There is physical abuse, emotional abuse, and sexual abuse. We also learned how to report abuse and that anyone can abuse you. For your homework, boys and girls, write 2 forms of physical abuse. Write 2 forms of physical abuse. And also 2 emotional forms of abuse. Write 2 forms of physical abuse and 2 forms of emotional abuse. Goodbye for today, boys and girls. It is Mrs. Imuzunze. Stay safe.